Several weeks ago, Commissioner Domain asked me to do a workshop so that we could bring everybody up to speed on all of our bridge work. And you have a handout there in front of you. On the first sheet, there are five bridges that previously have been set to contract and completed, except for the last one, which has been under contract long enough to be completed two or three times. Unfortunately, it has not been. That's Wilbur Road, Ohio. Johnson Road at Vogel Gully was the first bridge that we did in three. Other four there were set last year. And out to the side, you will see what it cost the county to do those bridges, $393,000, of which TxDOT put in about 1.7 plus million. And we were fortunate to work several of these bridges with Range District 6. They put in almost $500,000. So this has all been a cooperative effort, TxDOT and Range District 6, these initial five bridges. That was prior to Rita. Now, if you'll turn over to the second sheet. This is a sheet that has nothing but the Rita-funded bridges by ORCA. That two initial contracts, Contract 1 and Contract 2. ORCA originally gave us $4.75 million to place bridges with, of which we hired David Waxman to be the contracting operator. And you will see a figure there for engineering, $124,000 plus, that will be reimbursable by ORCA for our design work and construction oversight by our engineering staff. Contract 1 was the first contract and was let to APAC Incorporated, included Tram Road, East Lane, Walden Road, and Yorkshire Road for a contract total of $1.418 million. Those bridges are all complete. Second contract was to Diamond K Equipment Company out of Cleveland, Texas. $1.127 million and included McDermott Road, Thompson Road, Green Pond Road, South China Road. And all of those, McDermott Road and Thompson Road, are complete. Green Pond Road is under construction. South China Road. Yet in. After we got into these eight bridges, we found that we were going to have about 1.7 million so forth to spend. And we looked at it and decided to add two more bridges. We added South Pine Island Road, Galding Road. And as luck would have it, South Pine Island Road, APAC, $401,000. And Galding Road went to Diamond K for $333,000. See that we still have an adjusted balance of just a little over $1 million left in the account. 10 bridges be replaced with ORCA funding. That add what we had there. See that we're doing very well with our bridge work. In addition to the ORCA money that we received, and I think we've done very well with it. And I'll talk a little bit of what we're going to do with that adjusted balance here. We also received from Rita Orca money, special grant. Hillebrand, and this is on the first sheet. Hillebrand Road at Hillebrand Bio. We've got it estimated for about $1 million, place that bridge. We have advertised for that. Tomorrow we will have a pre-bid meeting, and on August the 3rd, we will receive bids for that bridge. Of that funding, special grant from ARCA was $350,000. Best of that money, whatever it comes in at, be funded by our capital improvement project. Have that money set aside for the project. Now we have Ike. Still waiting on our ARCA Ike money, but we have three bridges included in our Ike funding. We have Boondocks Road at North Fork of Taylor's Bio. That structure is closed at the moment, has been for quite a while. People are getting anxious. We have the plans developed. We're just waiting on our funding. Go ahead and fund getting the core logs done for the pile design, and the bridge plans will be complete. We're not going to wait. We're going to have everything ready so the minute we get our money, we can start advertising. We also have included in this Craigin Road at North Fork of Taylor's Bow. That is going to also probably draw in some CD6 money. Don't have it listed here yet, but that's the way it's looking right now, because in talking with Judge LaValle, that they're wanting to do some widening in the area, and that will require them to pick up widening portion cost. So they're anxious to get on moving. Third bridge is again on Hillebrand Bow at Humble Camp Road or Steinhagen Road, which side of the bow you're on. That bridge is in terrible shape. We desperately need it done. We will have the funds to do that, and we will have the plans, Craigin Road and Camp Road, ready as soon as possibly. Just as a matter of, we are in the county has 60 bridges. This is what is listed on our bridge inventory list. So if you count the bridges that are on those two pages, there's 19 there. So in a 2-year period, we will have accomplished relocating approximately a third of the bridges. These bridges were the ones that fell in the low inventory area, all had wooden bridges except two that had steel pile bridges. Steel piling on those bridges were as bad as our wooden piling. And we attribute that to nitrates and so forth from fertilizer, because they're all in the rice field, heavy rice field area. And so we've had a lot of damage and so forth. Debris coming down during the storms, weak piling, causing a lot of bridge problems. We still have some bridges to do. Precinct 1, we've got three that we really need to look at, but one in particular, and it is probably one of the last wooden pile bridges that's over a drainage structure. And it's on Sour Lake Road, Old Sour Lake Road at Willow Marsh Bow. Really don't even know that bridge is there, because it's in an area that just don't realize it's short. Realize that little bridge is there. But hopefully we'll get to that. We don't have any Precinct 3. I mean, in precinct two, that have a low inventory rating that's over drainage structure. We do have one on North 27th Street over the freshwater canal, and we desperately need to get to it, but canals do not, are not eligible for ARCA funding because there's no debris coming down the canals. And so when we get to these other bridges, we're going to have to find funding for our capital. Precinct four, we're in pretty good shape. Got a culvert that needs to be looked at, Sandpiper Lane. Other than that, the rest of the bridges all in pretty good condition and are showing still high in inventory rating. So we have pretty well taken care, I would say 95% bridges, third that we have replaced that were. Precinct three, we've got one bridge, Old Big Hill Road, that needs to be looked at.
That's on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I thought you were doing an update on, you know,
And I probably skipped it, probably turned the page on. Apologize.
Don, back to bridges over canals. Robbie and I were out riding the other day and just talking about those that are crossing the LMBA canals. The water level under those bridges is normally maintained pretty high, which makes it somewhat difficult to get to the lower portion of the bridge for inspection purposes. How do y'all do that?
We don't.
TxDOT
does it, and they do an underwater inspection. They do. They have underwater inspection that comes along periodically. We just got through with one underwater inspection that's gave us a real good insight at Boondocks Road at North Fork of Taylor's Bio, and we got an immediate letter from TxDOT close that bridge. That's why we have to shut it down. But yes, all of these bridges that are like that can't see visually up above. They do inspection.
They do that with divers?
They do it with divers and cameras.
And lights. Dark down there.
They're very thorough because we don't want anything to happen like happened up north. Bridge failure.
You know, Judge, I don't know if you remember, that was one of our first trips. We went up to Jasper when we had that meeting of this funding for those bridges, if you remember. That was, went up there, your mother took sick.
That's when she broke her leg.
Exactly. That meeting and those bridges, the ones that we have used this funding, I said very wisely to take care of our bad bridges, ones that were in worse condition, has benefited us tremendously and is employed to, number one, the engineering department to help defer some of that cost by in-house preparing the plans for those bridges. That's been a big plus to us to have them camera ready, as they say, shovel ready. And that's been a big plus for the county from this standpoint. And we've gotten rid of what was some of the worst bridges that we had. I want to compliment you guys for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all have done a great job.
Normally, set a plan, like, we have been preparing, costing about $50,000. Multiply that times 19. That's not counting the two big Hillebrand bio bridges. Considerably. That's what you would have expected to pay or something. So our staff has done a tremendous job. Applaud them. Because they've hard work.
Don, if I may, regarding Boondocks Bridge, since it's closed and people in that area are having to take a substantial detour and miles around, is there anything we can do? I know we're gonna go ahead and do the soil sampling, try to save about a month's time there. Is it practical at all? I guess I'm throwing this out at Patrick, purchasing, to go ahead and write up specs and go out for bids? Is it practical to do that before we get the money, or how confident are we that we're gonna get the ARCA funding? Is it just a matter of them making an announcement, or? Right.
That's correct. Back.
Are we going out for engineering on this road?
Yeah.
All of these structures, plans and specs.
What are we waiting on then to go, other than Patrick giving purchasing the go-ahead? Do we have the specs to go ahead?
We have all of it except the tile design.
Let's keep it in the loop, and if we can save time by moving it up a month or so by going out for bids early and having it ready, just, I know we can't go ahead until we get the okay on the funds, but if we could get all our homework done, be ready to move forward when we get the money, it'd be great. One of the problems is that you've got people with cattle on one side of Bow living on the other side, instead of driving three or four city blocks to feed the cattle during the winter months and whatever, they're having to drive 20 or 25 miles around. So it's a significant inconvenience to those people in that area. And there's also always the concern about EMS and fire services when you have a bridge out.
Do we waive anything by putting county money into that or been trying to get reimbursed?
I feel like they're going to come very soon.
Well, let's get them through then.
Well, yeah.
That's $250,000.
Well, let's just keep our ear to the ground and be ready to jump as soon as we can jump. Thank you.
And in that light, bridges are long life. They have a long life and therefore easy to ignore. One of the things we have to do is implement a program replacement policy. In other words, we gotta put away money every year towards an eventual replacement of these bridges. And the only way we're gonna have enough money to do that unless we have grant money is if we put some away every year, like a savings account. I would love to propose to you guys, I haven't because our budget wasn't able to support it in the past, a program that looks out 20, 30 years and says, this is when we plan on replacement bridge A, B, C, and D, and therefore put monies away towards that on a yearly basis. The other thing is that we need to do is, and we'll do this in-house, is we do advanced designs, basically have it on the shelf in case there is a grant opportunity out there. And we'll continue to do that, but program replacement is the only way we're gonna be able to avoid having to replace 19 bridges in 2 years. It should be a few years, a few bridges every year. And that way we just keep up with it. We never have a large expenditure at one time. It was very nice that we were able to get grants to provide us with this, but we can't count on this kind of opportunity all the time. Yes, sir. We can have one, two, three, four. I mean, they don't take that long to design, especially some of these smaller bridges. And we can just have them on the shelf waiting.
I know Don's doing one for DD6. I assume you're doing that.
DD6 has talked to me about doing him. That, of course, would be with pleasure. But they have a bridge that's going to be required to be built down on. Crossing the Needmore Ditch.
Yeah.
It splits the ranch and they need to get from one side to the other. They have to provide a facility for that. But it's got to be fairly substantial because they're going to need to get in there from time to time as well with equipment to get in there and work on their locks and so forth down on the end of the ditch. And so they've spoken to me about possibly doing that with them. Told them y'all agreed to let me do.
Is that a free?
Let the department do.
In light of Commissioner Alford's remarks, and I think they're very appropriate, is it possible for us to have a couple of sets of plans shelved so if we get some economic stimulus money or whatever?
Yes, and we can do that. What it will do, it will cost us whatever soil boring cost is per bridge. We just took, sent out for proposals for Boondocks Road. Got two companies that gave us costs, about $5,000, $7,000. Provide the holds per bridge. So if we want to have something completely shovel ready, we would have that one expenditure for the bridge.
Well worth it.
That we do.
Thank you, Don.
But yes. No, we can do those at any time. Those basically are drilling down minimum of 70. Feet and classifying the soils, doing penetrometer tests as we go down so we can calculate where or how long the pile have to be before we develop load capacity that's required for the kind of structure. And only a testing lab can do that sort of thing. Only the ones that are prepared to do that particular test. But soil test has to be done or you can't design your pile. Don't design your pile and you're wasting money on the bridge. It's a given. But we certainly can and will continue doing small bridges that need to be done, particularly the ones on the LNVA canals, et cetera, that we see that have low inventory rate. I'd like to have those sitting there waiting to go. Funds become available. It's always possible that something might drop out of a program. Our capital improvement project may get delayed a year or so. And if we've got something sitting there waiting to go, certainly stick that in, use the funds. In that line, we have noticed on that second sheet, we have about $1 million balance still left in Rita ARCA money. We went to ARCA and asked if they would apply that to our Ike bridges. They said no. Rita money, can't mix the two. So we said, well, what applies? Said, well, you're gonna have to come up with something, roads, something, Rita. Well, we took care of all the roads. Y'all gave us ARCA money for the road. But we had some flooding in Commissioner Domain area, and they jumped on that like a fish on a June bug. That is perfect ICA, Rita money for ARCA. And so we've got reports already prepared, plans pretty much headed in the right direction. We've made application for ARCA. They will allow us to go in and do the drainage work necessary to eliminate the flooding in Central Garden.
Part of that, we put budget in capital expenditures, but that's the one I was telling you. Hope we don't have to put it in there.
Well, this is has nothing to do with this subject, but speaking of bridges, have you heard anything about the bridge from Pine Street into CB&I?
Yes, sir. We had a meeting. We had a meeting last Thursday, our last meeting on that project.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and TxDOT is proceeding with the design of the structure. Promised CB&I that they would have it structured designed by end of December of this year. Problem with the project be getting environmental clearance. They have no way of knowing how long it will take. Get environmental clearance, but we have received all the paperwork. They have transferred the property and the bridge to us. All the surveying and everything complete. Just a matter now of getting the bridge designed and getting environmental clearance. TxDOT setting the problem I have is talking to TxDOT. They're still looking at 2014 through 2016 before they're going to let any more off-system projects. And so I don't know where the bridge is going to fall in actual time frame. But I think if we get the bridge designed and environmental clearance occurs, I feel like TxDOT will do something to try to push that thing.
Well, that's why I thought TxDOT spoke with a little urgency about doing that, because that heavy truck traffic under that bridge every day is compromising that bridge.
Well, it doesn't compromise it near as much as the heavy traffic trucks and stuff that's going over the top of it. But CB&I is going ahead relocating all the utilities hanging on the bridge. They're going to put those over on the railroad bridge, get that all out of the way and have everything clear. Tell you what the letting date will be.
Yeah, CB and I own, they bought it from Trinity. Good job, Mr. Rayo.
Thank you. Y'all have any other questions you think of?
Anything further, gentlemen, ladies? We will adjourn this workshop, or whatever this was.